Welcome back to Check the Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Smith. And in this episode, we'll be talking about energy guides, what they are, and why they're needed right now. Energy has become such a central theme and topic in relation to every area of our lives. We can talk about energy medicine, energy psychology, underlying energy dynamics, the energy system shift. There's many different approaches that are being explored right now when it comes to energy. And energy guides help to facilitate those conversations. They help to create more awareness and really true depth of understanding when it comes to your own energy experience, as well as navigating these larger collective energy shifts. Now, there are many people out there calling themselves energy guides or energy readers, and we all have a different take or approach on what that means and how that gets expressed. So in this episode, I give you my take. Having been an energy guide for the past 24 years and walked others really through that process of becoming energy guides themselves, I've gotten some pretty incredible insight into this expanding field, both from a personal and a professional perspective. So in this episode, that's what we'll be exploring. And it originally aired in the Old Earth, New Earth series, which is on my YouTube channel, Vanessa Smith Energy Guidance. It actually came out at the end of 2022, and I had sat with the idea of recording something new, right? Bringing some fresh energy to this topic, because as you might have guessed, I've got a lot of things to say about it, especially given that the name of this podcast is Check the Energy. But I went back and I listened to that particular episode, and it was all still relevant. It really did have this timeless, you know, kind of sacred wisdom understanding of the role and the archetype of the energy guide. And so it's with that that I'm going to be presenting this episode to you today, and also invite you into my energy guide program. This is starting in May. And if you simply go to vasmith.com/energy-guide, you can learn all the details of what will be in it, what will be covered. It's incredibly extensive, but if you know anything about me or have been in my world for any length of time, you know that I'm not just about the content, I'm about the context. So for me, everything really comes down to connection and relationships. We are in a time where it's highly important not to just absorb more and more information, but to really do that with other people that you resonate with, people that you have an actual connection with, and you vibe with them. Their frequency feels like an alignment with yours. And so the relationship and the experience aspect of this program is something that I very intentionally curate. You will walk out a different version of yourself than you walked in and feel highly supported in that process. It's kind of my frequency brand that I like to bring to the game, because we really are in a transformational time, not just with the external world, but also within our own awakening and ascension journeys individually. And so having gone through that fire many times myself and continuing to do so, I know that having that great network of support and that real, genuine relationship matters. And so that's the flavor that I bring to you in my energy guide program. So again, vasmith.com/energy-guide. And with that, let's hop into this episode where we talk about the different aspects of being an energy guide and what energy guides are really here to be focusing on and being a way shower for. Enjoy the episode. It's Vanessa, and welcome to this special video on being an energy guide. What I'll be sharing with you in this video has to do with what energy guides focus on and why that's important right now, why you're seeing a rise in people reading the energy and sharing their energetic understanding of what's going on. So I'll be sharing that with you in this video. And then I'll also share a little bit about my personal story and how I became an energy guide. I've been doing this work for 20 plus years and really kind of all my life, actually. And so I'll share some pieces of my story with you and then followed up with a little invitation for you to become an energy guide and what that might look like. So, okay, now I'm going to move into the three different areas that I'll be covering. So the first one is these three key pieces that energy guides need to be paying attention to. The first one is the bigger picture. The bigger picture. It seems obvious, right? But energy, everyone's different in terms of how they interpret energy. And perhaps some people have certain specialties in certain areas, but these are the three key kind of, themes or categories that I find highly, highly important for those of us who are holding the role of being an energy guide for ourselves and also for others. We're in the middle of a paradigm shift, and there's a lot moving on a core energetic level that's impacting us in ways that we don't even realize. And so as humans, we often tend to personalize our suffering. We often, loop around mentally or emotionally and not really realize that these larger collective movements, whether in the consciousness itself or in the kind of energetic infrastructure of the earth and how that's shifting, there's a variety of different big picture components that are shaping how we feel, think, act on a day-to-day basis. And when we start to realize that that's going on, it's actually highly liberating. You step out of your own attachment to your suffering, and you can just say, let me take a moment. How much of this is me? How much of this is the collective? What's actually going on here? And so, like you may know, if you've tuned into this channel for any length of time, I often bring a monthly energy read where I look at the themes that are coming through for the month, which means that they're going to be a little more pronounced. They're always available to explore these certain energy psychology themes, which is more my focus. But during certain months, they come through a little bit like loud. And when you're have an awareness that this is the energy moving through, you can then work it in your own life. And as you, do those shifts in your own life, according to those themes going on, you then also shift the collective. You actually make it easier for everybody else. I had a mentor once. I've been blessed to have like quite a handful of really solid mentors spiritually, energetically, and well, in the physical plane, but this is what we were working on. And she was saying, we clean it out for the collective, Vanessa, what they're doing is we're cleaning out the muddy water. And for all they know, they don't know exactly why things are shifting, but all of a sudden things feel a little bit lighter for them. They feel a little more at ease. They feel a little more capable. They feel, all of these sort of qualities that we want to be experiencing. And so there is a particular section of us on the planet that are serving the role of filtering out the discordant, muddied energetics and making that water more clear for all of us. And, I know I certainly play that role, try not to do it all the time, but it comes with the job description. So that is one piece, is knowing the larger picture that energy guides need to be kind of tapped into and understanding the larger energetic themes moving through and what's shifting on that core energetic earth grid level, right? The visionary infrastructure that's being put into place now. The next piece for energy guides to be tuning into is interpersonal dynamics. So we are in relationship with everything, right? With other people, with our environment, with certain, you know, domains of our lives, like wealth and health and education, like it, you know, everything. And so when you begin to understand energy psychology and the energetic dynamics that are shaping those relationships and the way you might experience it, like in more, I would say like layman's terms is, or like 101 terms, is you could see somebody you haven't seen for years. And then when you see them again, it's like you just saw them yesterday and things are exactly the same with them and with you and them, for better or for worse. Or you might experience like having the same argument over and over again with your partner. And no matter how you've tried to get in there emotionally or mentally to like figure it out, you can't. And so the energetics, when you start to understand energy psychology and the dynamic interplay between people and between your relationship with you and, you know, whatever the other category is, whether it's a person or like health or wealth, and you understand those dynamics at play, it then again empowers and liberates you to be making different choices and to work with it from an energetic perspective. And so when you, I feel like I've given this example on a video, or maybe I've just shared it with someone. But for example, I had a client once who was challenged with some family dynamics, right? And so she was like, I can't figure it out. I've gone to all these therapists and I've tried all these communication techniques and like nothing is working. And she's quite frustrated with it, and which was part of why she sought me out. She's like, energetically, what is going on? And so what I saw energetically is, you know, it looked like, you know, one particular family member was like sitting on her chest, like really hard, like really, like they just sat right down on her chest and were saying certain things to her that were not verbally said out loud, but energetically being projected onto her. And so as I translated that energy for her, she was like, oh my gosh, that is exactly how it feels every time I'm in their presence. And I walk away thinking those thoughts that you just said that that person was saying to me, and thinking those thoughts are my thoughts. And I'm like, they're not. He just projected those thoughts on you. And so understanding like what's going on really illuminates these dynamics. And then we have the power to switch them. And we, what's cool about energy is that you can repair and restore a relationship via the energy, and starting there first then makes it actually easier to change the physical interactions, right? Sometimes we start with the physical interactions, but then we sweat and we feel uncomfortable, and it's, you can certainly do that, but oftentimes people go in loops. So the energy is one way to also liberate you in this experience. And I was going to say also for the larger picture, back to the very first one, is with the larger picture, I have worked with, like I said, I've been in this field for 20 plus years. And so I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of different people. And I can't tell you, I've worked with some of the most like brilliant, intelligent, skilled, gifted folks over the years, variety of different professions, but most of them healers, you know, in the transformational field, we'll say. And while they even may be energy healers in tune with the energy, know energy tools and tricks, it's that larger picture perspective that they often is like right over their head, right? I'm just calling, Vanessa, what is going on with the energy, right? This is like the number one question that I often get asked from a big picture perspective. And as soon as we realize, like, such a relief. And then we just have more leeway to interface with the world. So the last category I want to share with you is related to using energy to optimize your life experience. So to actually create vitality, create your vision in the world. And so I'm looking at energy there more from a system perspective. So doing activations, attunements, understanding that your hands are healers, that every cell of your body is incredibly intelligent and energetically aware of how to heal itself. And so we just need to, as we start to understand that and work with our system in that way, we then have more, you know, that we then have more oomph to really create our vision and embody our vitality. And like anything on the earth plane, it is a process, right? We came here to experience the process. People complain about it. It's like, that's why you incarnated, so you could experience the process, not the instant manifestation. I mean, my goodness, we would really need to learn a lot more about the energetics and a lot more about like being able to manage our own thought processes and our emotional explosions, which you can sense and see from an energetic perspective before instant manifestation came into like full form, right? Everybody's craving it, but I think it's just our addiction to peak experiences, how we've been programmed to, you know, be a little more addicted to that dopamine rush of a peak experience. But we actually, at this point in the game, are still here to experience process, experience the build of something, experience moments of feeling stillness and boring because it's such rich soil. So using the energy and understanding how to use energy in such a way that it does really create vitality for yourself is another great way that energy guides can be very, very helpful. There are certainly people that focus a little more on this. They're energy healers. They have a particular modality. They perhaps touch on the interpersonal relationships or the larger picture, and maybe they just lean more in that modality. But as an energy guide, you're really looking to be able not only to use these tools for yourself, but also to effectively translate what you're picking up energetically, right? So there's a process of translation. There's a process of trusting your read. There's an educational training aspect to becoming an energy guide, so you can actually learn how to do it, learning how your own intuitive channel works, and how to also expand beyond the sort of, you know, whatever particular way that you tend to. Like, I'm very, well, I was going to say very visual when it comes to energy, which is true, but also auditory and somatically, I think my nose is psychic, actually. On every level, I'm very sensitive to energy. So, and these are the three kind of areas that energy guides focus on. And the next piece of this video is why you're seeing a rise in energy guides or energy readers right now. And also why that's important, right? It's like, let's talk about that. So why it's needed now and why there's a rise. So one of the reasons is because as a collective, humanity, as a collective, we are becoming more energy sensitive, energy aware, and energy curious, right? Like intuition is now a mainstream thing. 20 years ago, it was not. It was still sort of on the fringe. And so energy is really like that next frontier. And that's just in terms of like reading the energy from a psychology perspective. Some people read it from a variety of different perspectives. Like I know a lot of I'm thinking of like biofield tuning, for example, or even BGI, biogeometric integration, which is like an offshoot of chiropractic work. And then biofield tuning is more of an energy healing modality working with sound and vibration in that way. But they have a both very unique understanding of how the energetics are shifting. And so we, just as a collective, humanity as a collective, our systems are changing. And because our systems are changing individually, we then are just automatically, as an expression of that, becoming more sensitive, aware, and curious about energy. Because it's like getting to know yourself. It's like all of a sudden, first you could only walk and then now you can run. It's like, oh, I want to like make the best of this ability to run in the world. And so it's sort of in that vein, right? So it's like, oh, I know I have intuition. I know I have gut feeling, but I care about this energy stuff. You know, like, what is that about? And how is my body changing from an energetic system perspective? And what does that mean? And so because of this shift that's going on, which is, you know, perfectly timed with the paradigm shift as well. And I want to say supports the individuation process that we are going through as individuals and collective, right? We're all kind of on the continuum of realizing more of who we are and why we're here. This makes us want to have a reach for more information to help us understand more information and like contextual information, right? We're in the information age, so there's like a lot of information coming from every angle. And so one of actually the really powerful pieces about energy reading, energy guides, using your intuition, you know, as a channel to navigate the energy is it really does help you discern what to pay attention to, what's resonant and harmonic for you to pay attention to. Super important. Otherwise, you're just bombarded with a lot of info coming from many different places. So why it's needed now? Because we're changing. Because we're curious, because the core energetics of the earth itself is also shifting. So there's this, well, I'll put a link to the video before I go off on a tangent between old earth and new earth, because it was in the most recent video that I just put up about part one of being a bridge builder. So do check that out. But basically, we need guides to help us translate what's going on. And so there's some of us that are, again, either naturally gifted as understanding the energy or have done training in energy healing, which makes you more in tune with energy. And so we're seeing a lot of rise in the energy guides and readers out there because we're becoming more sensitive and because we need guides. So people, it's like the supply and demand is happening simultaneously, and it's going to continue to increase because the, how do I put it? The energetic shift isn't complete yet. We're in process. And so while some aspects of our energy systems have come online, there's still refinement in terms of the upgrade that we're going through right now. And we'll continue to go through more, I would say, intensely in the decade of 2020 to 2030. And so again, if you are feeling a call to become an energy guide or to add being an energy guide to your, you know, whatever your business might be, or now is a really good time to find the correct mentors for you, whether it's me or somebody else. I personally, especially since I'm so sensitive to energy, I can only work with people that I feel really like there's a resonance there. So it's really important to find the right match. We're moving into a space where no matter how good somebody's marketing is, you're going to want to like feel them energy. That sounds so weird, but you know, you're going to want to get the vibe. You're going to want to like sense, is this a resonant match for me energetically? Is this the right person to teach me? Do they have the skills? Do they have the experience? And do they have the right energetic like match and vibe, right? So that's important to consider. So that's a little bit about why you're seeing more of the energy guides and why they're needed now. I'm going to move into being an energy guide, which like I said, I am. And just a portion, my story. I'm going to improv this and pull out what it is that I feel called to share right now in this moment about that journey. Oh my gosh. What shall I share with you? I will share this. I have always been very sensitive energetically, you know, growing up. It was just part of who I am. And oftentimes the friends that I would have, they liked me, but they didn't really get it. They didn't understand what I would try and explain to them. And then there were other people that would just be more of the gaslighting variety, like you're too sensitive, or, you know, what you're seeing is not accurate, or blah, blah, blah. And so it took me quite a long time to find my own voice and strength and confidence within being just energy sensitive in general, like being okay with that, much less being an energy guide. But I will say the clarity that I have had around energy has always been accurate and spot on. I've always been a very solid energy read, and I've always been able to translate what I'm seeing energetically into language that people can understand and relate to. And I feel like I've also always had an automatic know-how of, you know, how to clear energy, how to activate all of those kind of pieces. They just can kind of naturally, kind of like how some people can just play the piano and be good right off the bat, kind of that thing. But I didn't expect to be an energy guide. I worked with children for 8 years. 8 years. I went to college to be an elementary school teacher. And yeah, I worked with, like, you know, 3 to 5 year olds as a preschool teacher. But there was something in me that didn't feel quite like it was out of alignment. I didn't know how to reconcile. I didn't know why I was sensitive. I didn't think it had anything to do with what I was supposed to do with my life. And one day when I was in college, I went to a psychic fair. Some of you may have heard this story, but I'm going to tell it again. So I went to the psychic fair just because I was highly skeptical. I was like, whatever. I was a little more dismissive, I will say, when I was younger. And so I went because I basically wanted to validate myself in my skepticism of psychics. So I go to the psychic fair, and I purposely went to 4 different people that had a different, you know, specialty within being psychic. And they were completely across the rooms from each other, like couldn't hear anything the other person was saying, and would get mini readings. You know, it's like $20 for a mini reading. And I go to each of them, and they all have various things they're telling me. But one thing they said to me that was exactly the same at every and almost the same exact words at every single person I went to. And that was, you are psychic, and you would feel a lot better if you start owning your gifts. And it was almost word for word. It may have been word for word, the exact same thing at every booth. And so it really imprinted in my own energy field. And I didn't know how to process that information, but I sat with it for quite a while. And this me? Psychic? What does that mean? What do I do with it? It was one of the beginning door openers for me around seeing what I was open to in terms of my own personal development and the way that I show up in my world, up in the world, and you know, how dedicated I was to actually being in alignment to what life was calling me to do and what my soul blueprint was all about. And I have to say, I've met many, many people who I know automatically they're a healer, or they're specifically an energy healer, or they're a psychic too. And it, when, you know, I share that or I call that out in order to call them into it, right? There's resistance sometimes because psychics haven't necessarily been seen in a more favorable kind of way in society. And so it took me quite a while to own that. But one of the things that really kind of opened the door, that was the beginning door opener. And I'll share one other aspect of my story, because it, like I said, I've been in this field for a while, and it's been a, a transformational journey, to say the least. But maybe 2 years after that experience at the psychic fair, I attended this workshop. It was called Energy Tools. And I was like, what is that? And it was being held by a woman that I was one of my college professors. So I was like, I know her, I trust her. I have no idea what this is, but I'm going to go. And so I went, even though I was energy sensitive, I just didn't understand what energy tools meant. And when I went there, it was quite a big crowd. And I didn't know she necessarily recognized me because I was one of many, many students in her other classes. And as she was going around doing the energy tools and like talking to people individually, she kind of picked me out of the crowd. And she's like, I see what you're doing. And I see you have the gift. And, you know, like kind of come with me. And she just sort of took me under her wing. And I rototillered with I cleaned up her garden all summer long for her to teach me energy tools and kind of apprentice with her. And she was one of, quite a handful of mentors for me, but it was her recognizing in me without me saying anything, what she saw as my gift and nurturing that really allowed me to start to believe in myself more and start to own the gift that I do have, great clarity. Now, in terms of moving from the title of psychic to energy guide, that's probably a whole nother story in itself for another video. But in a nutshell, I ran my business more from a psychic perspective for a long time, gave psychic readings, and my focus was on purpose and potential, always has been. But I found that by using that title, people expected me to always have their answers. But the truth is, I'm just reading the energy, their energy. And so I'm just really acting as a soul mirror, reflecting back to them what was energetically in their space, that they had the answers. But because of the title, they created, not necessarily an empowering collaborative connection. And I know ultimately what I do is teach about energy. And to be a teacher and a messenger is to really facilitate a transformational process. It's to empower other people to learn the skills themselves and to spot the underlying energetics that are holding them back, but helping them change it and access their own answers and be in that collaborative mentorship and conversation with them. It's a different dynamic than doing, a psychic reading, which is lovely and fun. And it gave me a lot of energy. I really did enjoy it, but I love to work with people in an ongoing way. And I like to see those very pragmatic. I'm also a certified coach. So I'm very orderly and list oriented. And so to make that switch to really owning this energy guide aspect and this teacher aspect of me that is very strong to the core of who I am has been super empowering for me and also for those that I work with. So that's a little bit about my story as an energy guide. And the last thing that I want to share with you in this video has to do with you becoming an energy guide. So over the years, I have created, all sorts of offerings, but I have always, without fail, have been asked, when am I going to create an energy guide offering of some sort? How do you do this, Vanessa? When can you teach me? When are you putting something else out about this? And I would drop it within all the other sort of programs and offerings that I would do, little things here and there. And no matter what workshop I would run, I'd always kind of come back to the energetics, no matter what the other topic was of the workshop. And so I have finally listened. And I have created an energy guide certification program that is based on these three key areas that I went over in this video, which is the larger picture, how to understand the collective and work with the shifting energetics from a collective perspective. The second piece is the interpersonal the energy psychology and the underlying dynamics, how to work with that. And then also the last piece, which is the activations and the attunements that are really focused on creating vitality and bringing your vision to life. And so because this is not just a personal growth program, but you will get that, right? This, all of those pieces will help you personally. But the intention here is really to bring something forward that is going to be, I want to say, a foundational adjunct to whatever it is that you offer in the world. So if you're an artist, a creative, and you decide you want an energy guide certification, you are better able to use your art as a medium for transformation because you can bring in this energetic component to it. If you are a healer of any sorts and you bring in this energy guide foundation and certification into your work, you're only going to enhance the efficacy and the sustainability of the results that you're looking to create for your clients. And so I'm really holding this as, all of the pieces and the modules and everything that we focus on is, again, not just designed to help you personally, but designed to teach you how to be a guide. How to be an energy guide for others. Because no matter how many energy guides begin to rise up in the world, especially over this next decade, there's enough people that are going to be seeking that kind of help. And so it really is actually a very needed, I want to say, service and profession in the world. And so I'm really excited. I'm honestly really excited because I've been wanting to do this for years. So this too has given me the grace and the space to bring these pieces together that have been core to what I do in the world and then formatted in a way to teach you how to do it too. And you have a particular stream of people that you're looking to reach, and they're looking, it's already like pre-agreed, right? They're looking for you to step into that role of energy guide as part of what you do, if you're feeling that call to do it. That call is there for a reason, so please do pay attention to it because things are going to continue to shift. It's probably the best neutral way that I can put it. And so understanding this is going to help on multiple levels. You've been in my groups before. You know that I am very highly engaged. It's a high-touch kind of program. It's online, but I'm very committed and also just love. I just love the energy conversation. And so I love when people bring in, this is what's going on. How would I put it in this framework? How do I approach this from an energy guide perspective? I'm like, let me tell you. And so teaching is a great love of mine, always has been, even when I worked with children, even preschool children. Actually, even before I did that, I love to facilitate teaching workshops. And if you feel a call for being an energy guide, heed that. Check the link in the description box below for the energy guide certification that I am offering. I'm thinking of a few people that are like, we've been waiting. Nessa, thank you. So you're welcome. You're welcome. I'll talk with you soon.